WTVX Lakeville, WRXP Cambridge, WGBZ Eden Prairie. From the Mills Fleet Farm Studios, this is Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. 105.1, 105.3, and 105.7. A Cumulus station. We're live.
Live!
From the Twin Cities with the Bob Sansevier Show. Great guests, interviews, and over 30 years of sports insight.
I'm pretty good at my job.
Here's the host of the show, Bob Sansevier.
Matt Cassel, he is a manager, probably a little bit better than a manager. Adam, he's going to make good decisions. And you know Rex Ryan. He is going to have a solid defense. I played for Rex, and that is his formula. Good defense, good running game. Have a quarterback that's not going to lose games for you. Manage. Make good decisions. Move the ball down the field. A smart veteran quarterback would be a good fit. Matt Cassel is a good fit for the Bills.
Well, we've heard that before about Matt Cassel. He's a manager. That's Mark Brunell from ESPN talking about the newest Bill, the newest Buffalo Bill, Matt Cassel. No longer a Viking. Christian Ponder won't be a Viking. They're going to go first-team quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Second-string quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Third-string, Teddy Bridgewater.
Where's Jerick McKinnon?
He'll fill in if he has to. You know, what they'll wind up doing is they'll wind up getting a guy that's a free agent of some veteran, but not expensive, though. They're going to want a cheap guy, which puts him in, like, the Ryan Mallett era or area. He's going to try. Nobody's going to bring him in to be a starter. Jake Locker, you know, guys like that. Ben Holson and I talked earlier. We did a little news update right around, I don't know, just before noon. And he had mentioned Matt Moore from Miami. I mean, guys like that are what they're going to be looking at. And they will be looking in the draft, not early, of course, but for a young player to be groomed and back, you know, as a potential backup. They don't want to get a guy that's, you know, they're not going to take a first-round pick at quarterback, that's for sure.
Yeah, I really like Jake Locker. I mean, originally he was going to be a first overall selection when he went back to school for a year.
Which was a mistake.
And now he's just been banged up every
single
season.
I liked him, too, in college. I thought he was going to have a better, but you're right, he has to be healthy to do what they need him and want him to do. Now, we also, I want to mention this too, Adrian Peterson. Rick Spielman hugged it out with AP down at his place down by in Houston. Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman went down to talk to AP, who's got a list of five teams he wants to go to, including Cowboys are on it, Colts are on it, Cardinals are on it. The team that really is surprising that's on it to me, though, San Diego's on it, but Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
Because of the coach?
Frazier.
Frazier, yeah. Well, but he must think he can carry those guys because that's not exactly a team Super Bowl bound.
No.
So that's an issue there. But we'll be talking more about Cassel, Adrian Peterson. But first, we're going to talk to this young lady we're going to talk to has a child who went viral. She's a viral sensation. Jordan Leopold's, J-O-R-D-Y-N, 10-year-old daughter of Jordan Leopold, the player who was traded to the Wild, and our guest, Jamie Leopold. Jamie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You feel like Mother of the Year or something because you have a kid that's a sensation?
It's very strange. If anything, no, it's just taught me that social media is crazy.
Oh, and if it catches on to something, it's unbelievable. I mean, it was such a heartwarming letter that she wrote to the Wild. And to give it the context, too, for people who aren't aware of when she wrote it, it was pre-Dubnyk, right? It was before they had acquired him or just when they had gotten him?
Yeah, it was, like, right before. And, yeah, they hadn't acquired him. They were losing a lot, and, they were talking about, you know, what's wrong with this team. And since we're in Minnesota, we heard all of that, and that's probably where she got that idea.
And this was not, this was her idea to do this, right?
Yes, it came out of nowhere. I actually was upstairs getting ready for bed, and she just said to me, I really want you to send this letter that I have for the Wild. And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm not sure. Okay, I'll see. And then the next day, I saw it on the counter, and I read it, and you know, just started bawling and crying because I couldn't believe that she even wrote it. And at first, I just thought, well, I'm not too lonely. I'm doing okay. And I thought maybe she put how lonely I was.
Well, she played up her siblings, too. They're lonely, too, which I'm sure they are. I mean, it's to have your husband and your dad. And for full disclosure, Jamie, I've known you and your family for more than 20 years.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
I met Jordan for the first time. How old was he when he went to that U.S. Developmental team? Was he 15 or 16?
He was 16 maybe turned 17. Yeah.
Okay, because he was
we were just dating. Yeah.
Yep. It was junior year, right? Or was it going into a senior year? How many years was he in that?
He was only in for senior year. It was the first year that they opened it up.
Because what I do remember, and I don't know if you were sitting there at the time, but I was your dad introduced me to him, and then I said, "So, what are you going to do with yourself?" And he got very quiet, and I said, "Oh, I'm not interviewing. I'm just making small talk." And it was fine after that, but it was kind of funny, you know. I think the world of him and you and your family. So it's a great story about Jordan, that letter she wrote, and then you did get it out. It got out virally the day of the trade, and you actually, it got out. You sent it to someone at another radio station. Thanks a lot, Jamie. And but it got out before the trade was made, and even Chuck Fletcher referred to it when he was talking about acquiring Jordan, your husband, the DAN, not the DY. Yeah. How confusing is that, by the way? I know there's kids like moms or dads and sons with the same name, but when it's a dad and a daughter with the same name, that's a little rarer.
Right, and it hasn't been a problem just because he's daddy and all that kind of thing until just recently. It's starting to get a little annoying when you hear it over and over again. You're like, which one? and airline tickets, it can be a problem too. We've had that once.
Oh, but it would be, because they must wonder about the spelling.
Yes, and the age.
There's a little difference in age there. One of them is 10 and the other one's 34.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and Jordan is your oldest, right?
Yes.
Yep. And I talked to her last night for the Pioneer Press, and I love some of the answers she gave. I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not.
Yes, I did. I quick read it.
But her comment about, being better than Christmas and birthdays, because it's, you know, it's a fairy tale come true for the family. The kid's a quote machine.
Well, at times we could say she's a little dramatic. I'm not sure where she gets that from. But, yeah, she's been always known to be a little wise beyond her years and has pretty good humor and things like that. So it doesn't surprise me that she did that with you and said some of those things.
No, it would. But the other thing is, you know, when I asked her, and we're talking to Jamie Leopold, Jordan Leopold's mother, the 10-year-old daughter. See, this is where it gets confusing. The 10-year-old girl who wrote the letter to the Wild coaches asking that they trade for her dad, which they did after the letter went viral, brought her dad, Jordan, D-A-N, home. Give me the list again. Today Show, Good Morning America. Did you ever do Fox and Friends, or did you not have time to do that today?
Didn't today. It's kind of been so last minute, and the Wild headed out of town this morning. So
okay.
And I know that they wanted to do something with Big Jordan and Little Jordan. So that kind of usually clears up.
Is that how you do it, Big Jordan, Little Jordan?
Yeah, exactly. So we haven't had a chance. They might do something next week, and we will see. And that's Jordan's like favorite TV show, Big Jordan.
Okay.
So he's.
Yeah, I'm getting confused now.
Yeah, I know. Me too. No, so he is, he's loving it, but as far as the Fox and Friends, he'd love to do that. But yeah, there was Inside Edition, Sports Illustrated for Kids, a couple different things, and we're just completely shocked. I don't even know how this quite happened. In the morning that it happened, we were just emailing a friend from the radio station and just saying, hey, pray for us and talk us up. Just as far as, hey, I saw this cute letter, let's get her daddy home.
Yeah.
Never dreamt that he would actually pull it out and read the letter and all those kinds of things. So.
Well, Jamie, let's be honest. You, your family, your husband, everyone that's followed him. I mean, obviously, I followed him very closely and covered him at the, when they won their national title, Hobie Baker winner. Everyone's been wondering, when the hell are the Wild going to make a deal to get him? I remember the night of the draft. That I thought they were going to take him, and it just didn't work out. It took a while. It's like Lindsey Whalen coming back. Eventually, it happened for the Lynx to bring her home.
We were worried, though. We've been in a lot of teams, so I wasn't so sure if it was going to ever happen. We have always wanted to be home, and especially to finish out his career would be the ultimate. And it just never worked out the different times, whether, there was an opportunity if they needed him, or if we went somewhere else where they needed us more.
So, well, how much? He's 34 now.
Yes.
How much longer does he want to play? Has he decided yet? Or like many athletes, they let their body tell them, you know, when the season's over in the off season.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that. I would say he always thought, you know, maybe he would do one more year after this. But who knows? It will depend on his body, that's for sure. And he might get used to just being home. And not want to do the traveling anymore.
Well, and you and Jordan are, I mean, if you're comfortable talking about it, you are planning something for his post career. I mean, you have a business plan and your dad had mentioned it to me, so I don't want to, if you're not comfortable talking about it, it sounds like a great idea though.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah, no, I don't want anyone to think that we're exploiting, this nice time with my daughter and then adding the business.
No, you're not, because not at all. I asked about it. So, I mean, if it's, you know, there's a lot of people, that, you know, that follow your husband's career. And,
right.
Yeah, I'd much rather exploit your daughter than your husband and your business, but I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, we have been doing some things to get ready for the post-career and kind of some stuff where he's going to be working for me, which will be kind of nice. I get to...
Jamie.
I get to go out there and work, and he's going to maybe be more of a stay-at-home dad. It'll be awesome.
Now, Jamie, we're talking to Jamie Leopold, Jordan Leopold's wife, and they've dated since high school. Let's be honest here. You've been the boss of him since you met. He'd be nothing without you telling him what to do. Has he ever picked out his own clothes or his own suit without you, without your help?
Oh, yes. You'd be surprised.
I would be surprised.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, then he obviously has grown up quite a bit. In the years. And I mean, I've seen him occasionally over the years because you guys have been out of town a lot. More full disclosure, I've seen Jordan more recently and more than I've seen you and Jordan.
Yes. He's been over to your farm.
Yeah, we have a farm and she came over, you know, to see our horses and, you know, and your family obviously is welcome anytime. And she plays sports too because she's a bit athletic herself.
She is. She doesn't really want to. Funny. She doesn't like the spotlight or being on the spot. But, she's never really wanted to. My husband's always said, gosh, you'd probably be a great, you know, skater. She'll go out there once in a while and skate and have a pretty good armed throw, but it's really never interested her.
Yeah, well, I mean, she should be a writer. And,
yeah.
And tug at the heartstrings.
I know. We'll see.
Well, Jamie, it was a great letter that she wrote, and that, as you said, it means so many places have wanted to talk to you and her and your family about it. And when I talked to her yesterday, it was great. Like I said, you going to write any more letters? She said, a thank you to the Columbus Blue Jackets for trading him, which is a great, that's terrific too. And she had it in perspective. But does she have any concept of how big a deal this truly has become?
I don't think so, completely. Last night, a little bit, she did. They were interviewing her for Wild.com and things like that. And then they also asked her to do Let's Play Hockey, Let's Play yep. Hockey on Sunday at the game. And she was seeing some of the past Olympians do it last night, and her eyes got really big, like, oh, my God, I can't do that. We talked to her, and she's excited about doing it now. I think she's getting a little bit of a grasp. She probably doesn't understand, though, that most families are not talked about in the newspaper. She's just yep. used to her dad being talked about.
Well, and that's understandable because of what he does. Now, I it's unfortunate because I wish she got home from school earlier because I'd love to have her on. She could co-host the show sometime if she's ever off from school.
Well, it could be.
Well, let me know when she has time. I'd love to talk to her. And your husband had sent me a text because I texted him the other day, and it was great to hear from him in text. But would you please tell him to get off his ass and call in sometime? I mean, I love having you on, but I wouldn't mind talking to him once in a while either.
Yeah, well, maybe now that he's home,
all right.
he'll have more time to, you know, do some of the other stuff that he'd like to do.
That'd be great. Jamie, it's great talking to you and sharing this. Thanks so much for joining us now, and also for setting up the interview I did with Jordan for the Pioneer Press that ran today. That was great. She's a lot of fun to talk to. I really had fun doing that, and I had a lot of fun talking to you. It's great to talk to you.
Yeah, Yes, great to talk to you, too. We'll see you soon.
All right, Jamie, take care. Jamie Leopold, Jordan Leopold's, D-A-N's wife, and Jordan Leopold's, D-Y-N's mom. And again, Jordan Leopold, the 10-year-old daughter of Jordan and Jamie, wrote a great letter that went viral about to the Minnesota Wild coaches, bring back my dad. And they brought him back. It's a heck of a story. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we're going to talk to James Clark. He's got, he's like world ranked, and he's like a top three, top two, type three jiu-jitsu expert, but he's doing a little, he's putting something together to benefit. It's a good cause that he's doing. We're going to talk to him, and in this next segment, talk to James for a couple of minutes, and then we're gonna hear in a few minutes from Mitch Leidner, the Gophers quarterback. We'll talk to Mitch. We're going to talk to Larry Fitzgerald, the dad, not the receiver. We also talked to John Tower, the Tommy's coach, basketball coach, Jim Suhan, of course, Suhan, unfiltered.com and the Star Tribune. We got a show loaded with just so much good stuff for you. And we'll be talking about the AP and Matt Cassel thing, too. By the way, there's a Houston station staking out AP's house to see when they come out of his house. The coach and the GM of the Vikings.
That's good.
We'll keep you up to date on that, too. Be right back.
Now it's time to crown a champion. The Minnesota Boys High School Hockey Championships on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Forehand backhand scores!
Both Class A and Double A. Every game of the state tournament on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be live right here. Coverage starts Thursday at 11 a.m.
Blocks a shot, races it on goal.
Presented by Nature's Fury NutraDrink.
This is Pete Wagner. Wall-to-wall coverage on your home for the boys' state tournament. Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
The Bob Sansevier Show, only on Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
Hey, we are joined by James Clark. Now, James, how are you? It's good hearing you, talking to you again.
Yeah, you too, Bob. Thank you.
Now, James, you do still hold the world record in sit-ups and push-ups?
I do. I just rebroke that record. There's a guy from Russia that beat me. He did like 34 more than I did back in.
Well, give us the number though. The record you held. How many?
Yeah, I originally did 2,201 back in 2006. I did that at the Mall of America, and then here just. Like a year ago in December, I did 2,601, so I did 400 more than I did the time before.
Wow, man, it's incredible. But that's not why we're talking to you. We're talking to you now. Well, you also, by the way, now, more recently, silver medalist at the World Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championships in October. And the reason we're talking is you are a Spanish teacher at Pope John Paul II Catholic School, and you are you're putting a fight together, MMA 18 fights, March 14th. At 6 o'clock, and it's to raise money to save this school. I mean, it's no matter what the school is, what the religion, you never want to see a school shut down. Tell us more about the fight you got going.
Yeah, we have like you said, 18 fights lined up. The first 10 bouts or so are Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I have a lot of the pro fighters on the MMA circuit. Yep. And high level Jiu-Jitsu guys fighting on that portion of the card. And then after those 10 bouts are over, we're going to switch over to kickboxing and Muay Thai. And then I've got eight fights lined up for that. And I've got a lot of pro fighters that usually get paid thousands of dollars to show their skills in the cage or ring, but they're just donating their time to charity to help the school to keep it from closing.
Now, James, where will it be? Will it be at the school, or what's the location on March 14th?
Yep, it's at Pope John Paul II Catholic School, which is 1630 4th Street Northeast in Minneapolis, 55413. The doors open at 5 o'clock, and the fights will start at 6. They'll probably go to about 10 o'clock, and then we're going to have an after party over at the Moose Bar and Grill in Northeast Minneapolis.
Very neat. Now, James, as it gets closer, let's talk, but I don't mean to rush you off here. I hate to get you pissed off at me and you jiu-jitsu me, but we got another guest from the University of Minnesota. James, thank you. We'll keep talking about this for you.
All right.
On March 14th. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's go to our next guest, Mitch Leidner, quarterback for the University of Minnesota Gophers. Mitch, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, so started yesterday and you go full swing starting tomorrow. How is spring practice? It's amazing how the thought of spring practice with how cold it's been doesn't quite fit, does it?
Yeah, not really. I wouldn't say so. I mean, But, you know, it's nice to get started early and get a little break there with spring break coming up here. But, yeah, so far so good.
Now, Mitch, I got to tell you, you are such a good guy, and because we've met you, and my superstar Mike Morris knows you and your family and your brother. And so it's very difficult to be critical of you. But tell me that there's going to be no reason to be critical at all, because you really turned your game around late in the season. You became a different and a much better quarterback. What changed?
I mean, definitely just the confidence going through. And, I mean, getting older, you know, you get more confidence and the coaches get more confident in you and right for the future. And we got a lot of young guys that are going to step up this spring and continue to get better. And the future is bright here. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to go to roll with these guys.
Well, that's got to be a lot of fun because you are. I mean, you're the quarterback for a team that is turning the corner. And, I mean, when they look back years from now or decades from now, and a lot of people certainly have a lot of faith in Jerry Kill, you're going to be part of that turnaround. And that's got to make you – I don't know if you take time now as a player to realize that.
Right, yeah. I don't think too many guys really realize that right now. But, I mean, definitely in the future when we're looking back on this, it's going to be cool to say that we were the ones who did that.
Now, when Max told you, Max Williams, who's declared for the NFL draft, that he was going – I'm sure you were happy for him, but you had to be saying, damn, I'm going to miss those hands.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely happy for him, though. I mean, he's going to be a great tight end in the NFL, but, I mean, it just gives the next tight ends on our depth chart to step up and, you know, make a name for themselves.
Now, Mitch, I remember when the Vikings played, this is years ago, Brad Johnson was the quarterback, threw a pass, caught it himself, and did he score? He might have scored. But he caught it. You have, for a quarterback, you have tight end size for a quarterback. Any plays where you throw it to yourself?
No, I think a couple springs ago, though, I threw a pass and it got bad, and then I was able to catch it and run for it. But, I mean, if it were to ever happen, I guess I'd be able to have the instincts to do that.
Well, give me what's your size now? Have you gotten, have you looked to put on more muscle or more? I mean, you're a big guy.
I'm about 6'4", 237 right now, so I probably put on a couple pounds since the season ended, but, I mean, I feel good. I feel like I'm running well, and continue to get more flexible.
Talking to Mitch Leidner, the Gophers quarterback, and spring ball is going on. And how nice is it to go in to this spring practice and into the season knowing without, I mean, last year was pretty much your job too, but there's no question it's your job going in. Is it give you, do you feel any differently, or is it just, you mentioned your confidence. Is your confidence soaring because you know this is your team?
Definitely. I thought my confidence was pretty high last year going into it, but I really wasn't sure how things were going to go being a full-time starter. But, you know, now having a good idea of what it takes and all the preparation that needs to go into it, you know, like I said, I feel confident and I know what I need to do to get the job done.
Well, there's no question you can run the ball. And you have thrown some nice passes too, but is that the thing you want to work on more, just the touch and accuracy? I mean, what are the things you need to work on in spring ball?
Yeah, definitely. I think, just keep getting comfortable with some of the new receivers that we got. What I've done this winter is I've been working a lot on my passing game just really to master that craft and continue to get better at that point of the game, which would then give the coaches more confidence in me to be able to call plays like that to air it out.
Now, you also have to feel good because you've got a – I know you lose some, but you got one heck of a huge line coming back, too.
Yeah.
These are not tiny guys.
What's that?
These are not little guys.
No, we got some big guys coming back and some young guys, too, that are going to step up as well. But, I mean, it sucks when you lose Tommy Olsen and Zach Epi, you know, two of my best friends. But, I mean, we got some good guys coming in here that are going to be able to step up and play hard.
Well, your left tackle, Josh Campion, he came in, he was almost a weekly guest of ours at 105 The Ticket, and he's a great guy, and I'm guessing he didn't shrink. So he's probably got some pretty good size to him.
He's a big guy. He's actually lost a little bit of weight to help put himself in a better position to make himself faster and be more aggressive. So, I mean, he's excited. He's ready to go, so it's a fun time for Gopher football.
And talking to Mitch Leidner, the Gophers quarterback, you know what really struck me? Superstar Mike Morrison, we were at the state fair, it was almost your entire team came over to where we were broadcasting, and what that said to me is about, you guys are close. I mean, you see guys, a couple of guys hanging out, but there had to be 30 of you together.
Yeah, that's usually how it always is off the field. I mean, we're a really tight-knit team, and we usually travel together and do things together. So it's, that's one thing that separates us, I think, from other teams is how close we are as a friendship and brotherhood.
And that does pay off on the field, I'm sure, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, everyone has each other's back out there.
Now, give us some numbers this year. 5,000 yards, 50 touchdown passes, 30 running it in. So am I shooting a little low, or I don't want to shoot low for you?
We'll see what happens. But, I mean, obviously you set your goals high, but at the end of the day, just got to do my job and put wins on the table.
Now, Mitch, I got to ask you honestly, have you set them that high?
No, I mean... I don't really know yet.
No, I know.
You got too close.
You know what? This is the truth. I asked Adrian Peterson after his when he came within 9 yards of Eric Dickerson's rushing record. I threw out the number. So, what do you think? You'll run for 2,500? Yep. I mean, he didn't bat an eye. He meant it too. I thought making it high, but for him, that was no big deal. That number seemed realistic to him.
Yeah, so, no doubt. All the greatest players have that confidence. Yeah.
Well, and Mitch Leidner, Gopher quarterback, that's why I'm counting on 5,000, 50, and then 30 rushing. Boy, wouldn't that be your 80 touchdowns? I'll tell you what, you might even be in the Heisman talk if you could do that.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, Mitch, thank you so much. I know you have to go work out, and it's great talking. I look forward to talking to you again, and hopefully you can swing by with Josh sometime during the season or even during spring ball. That would be terrific. Thanks, Mitch.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
You too.
Mitch Leidner, great kid. And I hope he has a good year because he's such a good guy and deserves to have a good year. And that team is going to be a lot of fun to watch. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to talk to a man who is considered one of the best, I think he was the top 100, this was a few years ago, high school players ever to come out of Chicago. He has a son who plays in the NFL and's had a good career catching the football. Going to talk to Larry Fitzgerald Sr. He's been in the media here for years, and his son, Larry Fitzgerald Jr., of course, the Arizona Cardinals, terrific, one of the best wide receivers the game's ever known. We're going to talk to Larry because Larry knows AP very well. Talk to him about that, Matt Castle. We'll talk to him about his son, too. We'll have a lot of fun talking to Larry Fitzgerald Sr. when we return.
Later today on Radioactive Sports with the superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson at 4.
We'll talk about the Vikings down in Houston begging Adrian Peterson to come back today. Join us live from Hubert's 4 to 7 before another Kevin Garnett Timberwolves game.
I hope that our guest enjoys his walk-up, talk-up music. A lot of people don't like what you pick for him. Our guest is Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. He's been involved in the Twin Cities sports media for more than 3 decades. Has done a great job covering all the teams in town. And I wanted to mention, Larry, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me. I like that music. That was one of my mother's favorite songs,
Good.
Green Onion.
You know what? He finally hit on one, Larry, because this young man, David Helmer, we call him Hellboy, sometimes he pisses people off with the selections.
I've hit on more than one, let's be honest.
You have hit on more than one.
Like 7.
And Larry, before we talk, I want to talk about Matt Castle and AP with you, but I wanted to say for you, Larry, and Marcus have done a great job over the years honoring the memory of your wife and their mom, and I just wanted to say that because it's... It's great what you guys have done over the last 12 years to memorialize what she did and meant to your family.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. And because of that great comment there by you, I'll forgive you for calling me Larry Fitzgerald Sr. Remember, I'm the original.
That is true. You are an original, Larry. I'll certainly say that. All right, now, I don't want to get it wrong. Top 100 football players in Chicago history, right?
That's correct.
But wasn't that as a defensive lineman, or did you get that? Because I know you played offense at Indiana State.
I'm in defensive tackle at Finger High School in Chicago, two-time All-American. You know, some guy named Dick Butkus, you know, he also accomplished similar things.
Not as good, though, and as impressively, I'm sure.
CVS, Southside Chicago, yeah. Me at Finger High School.
Now, did they talk to you about playing defensive tackle at Indiana State, or did you expect to be switched to offensive line? Or did you go both ways when you were at Finger?
Well, Tom Harper, I played both ways at Finger High School, but Tom Hart pulled a switch on me when I was at Indiana State. We had a great running back by the name of Marcus Allen.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and he...
He wanted somebody to open holes for him.
Yeah, he made me, you know, our starting right tackle got hurt, and so he transferred in there from Centerville Junior College, which is where the superstar and I first got to know each other. He used to idolize me back in the day.
Well, that's right, because that's where he grew up, and he's mentioned that before.
Yeah, and so that's what happened. They forced me to play tackle. I wanted no part of it, and obviously I proved that I was not a very good tackle.
Stop it. Well, you actually, you stated on the defensive line, every young player wants, has aspirations of the NFL. Would your chances have been a lot better had you stayed on defense?
Have you ever heard of Ndamukong Suh?
I have.
Okay.
The Ndamukong Suh of your day?
I was in high school, in college. We played for a national junior college championship at Indian Hills in Centerville. We were 13-0 and lost 14-13 in the Wool Bowl back in 1974 in Roswell, New Mexico.
See, you know, Larry, all these years I thought that Larry, your son, got all the talent from Carol's side of the family. You must have given something to him then.
No, he got it all from this side of the family. The part is that, you know, he's done a real good job with that. He and Marcus, but the point is I frightened them into being a wide receiver and a running back because I told them that when you play as a lineman, you're going to get hit on every play.
Yeah.
Not every other play or five plays you might go where you brush somebody. When you're in the middle, you're hitting somebody every play.
Now, Larry, how good are your hands? Why didn't you ever play, or did you play some at tight end? Because you got to have some pretty damn good hands, too, because your son's one of the best receivers in NFL history.
I tried to talk to coaches when I was an offensive tackle into, you know, the tackle eligible and throw it out there to me, but they wouldn't listen. But you know what? Thanks to my son, I've made a comeback with the hand talk.
Well, they'd have to. I don't have to prove anything now. Just take a look at Larry. I was just a little bit better. You can tell him that. Well, we're talking to Larry Fitzgerald, no senior, the original Larry Fitzgerald. His son does play for the Arizona Cardinals. And, Larry, it was neat to see that he's been able to get a deal so that he can stay there and, you know, and seemingly finish his career with the Cardinals because he has had a great career with them. And imagine if he only had a great quarterback every year he played, how good it would be.
Yeah, that's true. It could have been, might have been, who knows what would have been. But the deal is he's been fortunately pretty healthy for the most part. He's helped change the culture of the Arizona Cardinals. When he got there, they were pretty darn bad. But thanks to my buddy Denny Green and one of your adversaries, he drafted him in the first round. He kind of opened the door for him. And from that point, he's gotten to where he is right now, 11 years in the league. And, you know, one of the best players in the league. And now that he's going to be there the next 2 years, whenever I'm traveling and folks see me, they're not asking me and teasing me about, is Larry going to come and play for the Vikings?
Yeah, well, unless, of course, they trade him here for Adrian Peterson. Because that's one of the teams on his list that he would go to, the Cardinals.
I have not seen that list that allegedly Adrian Peterson is putting in front of the Viking brass.
Well, here's the teams that are supposedly on the list. The Cowboys, the Cardinals, the Indianapolis Colts, San Diego, and the one that seems odd until you start thinking, well, who's on that team? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But, I mean, Adrian loved Leslie. I got to figure he loved Leslie Frazier. I mean, the only guy that I ever knew that had an issue was Percy Harvin. Leslie's one of the classiest guys I've ever met, and I'm sure you feel the same way. He was a great guy to deal with.
Yeah.
You know,
and he did run for 2,000 yards for him, too.
Yeah, he did.
So that's not a bad deja vu if you can work that one out. But I'm not going to buy into that talk. I'm gonna say that Adrian Peterson is meeting with his head coach, Mike Zimmer, and he's meeting with Rick Spielman because they should be talking. Okay, and whatever comes out of it is going to be better for the Vikings because they should have been talking to him all along, but there was something about this suspension
they couldn't.
That didn't allow that to take place.
Larry, what do you think? When it's all said and done, do you think this meeting will lead to Adrian feeling better about coming back, and then he'll want to come back?
Well, I think Adrian needed this. I think what he's been through, no matter what side you want to put him on in terms of what he did and how bad it was, and we've talked about that ad nauseum over the last year, and the league stepped in, and he came in behind the Ray Rice deal, and it kind of blew up in his face, and he became, in many ways, a villain. But I think this is going to work out for him because he's beginning to understand that the Vikings were caught in the middle of this too. And they did what basically the NFL forced them to do. So I don't think the Vikings told Roger Goodell what to do. Roger Goodell told the Vikings. And so
yeah, I believe
he's got to look at it that way. And the reality is if he can let it go, he can put the past in the past and allow himself to mentally grow and overcome some of the mistakes he's made. And he's made many that they can fix this. And they can move on, and maybe he'll finish his career in purple.
Talking to Larry Fitzgerald, the original Larry Fitzgerald. I've been in the media in the Twin Cities for how many years? Is it 30? Over 30 years, right?
I got here in 1978, Bob.
Oh, my God, it's much more than that.
And I've been battling you and Sid and everybody else ever since. And as you well know, I win a few times.
Larry, you win more than not. And as a matter of fact, Larry gave me my first shot in radio.
Thank you.
Back in 86 or 7?
Boy, I tell you.
It was, we were over in St. Paul, and I always appreciate that about it. And Larry and I have, truth be told, we have batted, banged heads a few times because Larry and Denny were very close, and I, as you mentioned, I was an adversary. But Larry, the one thing I always did is I always liked and respected you, and that never changed, and that's important for me to note because I'll never forget that you gave me my first crack in radio, and that was nice of you to do that.
Well, I'm glad you said that so that everybody knows that, not only do I have a talented son, but I know how to pick talented personalities in radio.
Who else did you pick? You mean me. Well, thank you, Larry. That's nice of you to say. I'm getting a little weepy here.
Yeah, well, there's some others down the road,
yeah.
but those royalty checks will start soon.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know what, Larry, honestly, I'm having a lot of fun talking to you. I hope that you can make some time. I know you do other radio in town, but it'd be great to talk to you because it's fun talking to you. You know this market. There's no question about that. And the people in it. AP, you're close to, AP not as a media member, more than just a media member athlete. I mean, you know these guys on a much more personal level. And, I'm guessing if you ever need that wide receiver from the Cardinals to come on with you, you can get him.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, he's been very good for me over the years. And I try not to pull on him too much because, he's a little shy. He got that from me.
Well, Larry, how often are you? How many games a year do you see of theirs?
I see just about all of them. I think I did 15 last year. And
in person?
In person.
Wow.
Then I find a way to, and they made the playoffs too. So
yeah.
So I only miss one game, and then of course I catch as many Vikings games as humanly possible, and with some games being on Thursday. Thanks a lot, Roger Goodell. I get to see 3-4 Viking games.
All right, now, Larry, I've seen some of the tweets that you put out, and does Larry sometimes wish, Dad, I wish you wouldn't be the media guy and just be my dad and not say some of the things you say?
Well,
you have no problem sharing what you think about the quarterbacks and what's going on there sometimes.
Well, I've done that. I've had to. I feel like if I'm covering the game, my son is wise enough to know, and I had a name long before he became a football player.
That's a good point.
And was born, and I try to remind him that I'm not just at the game because you're there. There are 11 players on each side. I'm covering the whole deal, the game, the pregame atmosphere. You're trying to get information from former Viking coaches, former coaches and players that used to be here in Minnesota that moved on to other teams. It's a grab of information, and if you're there and you see something that happens that's newsworthy, you got to talk about it, and I've done that, and if you don't like it, I don't care.
That's why I like you, Larry. You don't care, and that you just say what you think. Now, let me ask you before we part here, Matt Cassel, going to Buffalo, my thought is they find some veteran who's a free agent, won't cost them a lot of money, and then draft a young kid to be the third-string quarterback. Is that what you're thinking, too?
Yeah, probably in this situation because, Christian Ponder, you got to think that day has seen its best.
Yep.
And Matt did a pretty decent job. He started, 9 games, played in 12, and was, 4-5 and 14 TDs, 13 picks. That ain't really bad.
No.
But the point is he wasn't expected to be the guy until the guy that was ahead of him bombed and then he got hurt the chance he had, and so now it's time to move on.
Now, Larry, let's do a little plug here for you. You could still find your, you still write for the Spokesman Recorder, the Fitz Beat, right?
That's correct.
Also, you could read it there, or you can go to www.larry-fitzgerald.com to read what Larry has been writing and his thoughts on sports.
That's correct. And then all types of great pictures and stories and memories of the Fitzgerald legacy, basically, yeah, from a sports standpoint, with me, to my wife, to my boys, who have done pretty well as, you know, doing what they do.
What's Marcus doing now?
Marcus is in the a medical business out in Arizona, doing very, very well.
Good
we
for
had
him.
A great time out there for the Super Bowl.
How old is he now? Because, I mean, I know he's a lot older than I think he is because time flies.
29.
Marcus is 29?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow. It just seems like he came out of high school.
Yeah, and Larry's 31. So, and you know, in football, they start telling you you're old when you're 31.
Yeah, then you stop playing football and suddenly you're young again.
That's
the beauty of that. Now, Larry, one last thing is, I know that Larry does a lot for the Carol Fitzgerald Memorial Fund. Is there anything coming up now for you know, in the Twin Cities that you could mention for people? Is he? I know this is a busy time for him, but he does some stuff. Does he do some stuff over the summer here? Is it primarily now in Arizona?
Well, yeah, this is his travel time right now. You know, he goes and sees the world. And then comes home, and his first big deal is April 10th, Friday, at the Minnesota Event Center, when he's here for the 11th annual Carol Fitzgerald Memorial Fund benefit. I'm able to talk him into twist his arm, he and Marcus, to come home and help me raise money for urban education, breast cancer, and HIV.
That's a great cause. And Larry, I want to talk to you again before the hopefully you know, quite a bit, but let's definitely hook up so we can promote that as it gets closer too.
I appreciate
great
it,
cause.
Bob.
Larry, it's great talking to you. I always have enjoyed talking to you, and you're a learned man.
Well, thank you. I was going to throw a couple of questions at the superstar. I was going to find out who he's. I wanted to find out who he's training.
Well, you know what? He's actually what we did. We were together for 15 months, and then we wanted to cover the 2-7 block. So
okay.
I'm on 2-4 with my show, the Bob Sansevier Show, and Hellboy here, and then Mike is on with Ben Holson from 4-7. So I'm going to tell him to get in touch with you, so he have you on, but. Just make sure you're my first choice.
Got you.
When you do
always,
it.
Always, Bob.
All right, Larry. Larry, great talking to you. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. Larry Fitzgerald, the original Larry Fitzgerald. Want to make sure we get that right. Larry he does know his sports, and I do enjoy talking to him. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with our D-Bag of the Day segment. Oh, we got some things to talk about here, and we'll do that. When we return.
Do you live for hunting and fishing? Tune in to Ticket Outdoors with Brian Zepp.
Yeah. Yes, Dave. Ulrich, where is the deer population in Minnesota? I think we can argue in northern Minnesota the numbers are down. Then I hear from guys in southern Minnesota and southeastern Minnesota. They've got a big population of doe and
mature bucks.
And mature bucks, yeah.
Yeah, in fact, that's true. The antler point restrictions have really worked.
Yes.
We understand the problems up north, but our population is really healthy.
Ticket Outdoors, presented by Dan's Southside Marine. 2 hours every Wednesday at 7 on 105 The Ticket. Here's Sports Radio 105 The Ticket on iHeartRadio. Now back to the Bob Sansevier Show. Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Now, this is not, I want to make this clear. We're going to do D-Bag, but I got to share this story because for some reason it makes me smile. Herschel Walker has a son named Christian. Looks a lot, I mean, you could almost say it's like not quite the spitting image, but he looks like him when he was younger, which a lot of kids do with their dad. And he is an athlete, but he's not a football player. You know how the Vikings traded all those draft picks and players for Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
In order to get him now on your team, you would have to trade, maybe a truckload of pom-poms, because Herschel Walker's son, Christian, is a cheerleader. And he is one hell of a cheerleader. He, there's a Texas cheerleading squad he's on, won the NCAA National Championships in Dallas last month. And this kid, there's footage of him. He is incredible. I mean, he could do back. He's probably better at these backflips. It looks like he's 8 feet in the air when he's doing his backflips. So he's very athletic, but you wonder sometimes why, you know, if you're an athlete, you pick any sport you want. And I'm sure, you know, Herschel's very proud of him. But you'd think that he might have tried football. But this kid is, my God, he can do it. And Herschel's wearing the Spirit shirt, you know, to son. I think it's a great story.
There's nothing wrong with hanging out with the ladies.
Nothing wrong at all with hanging out with the ladies. And, you know, and Herschel was, he, remember, he was a bobsledder. You could not fit him into a, you know, into a spot. And say, hey, he's only a football player. Herschel's like trying other things. And
an MMA fighter.
MMA fight. That didn't go good, though, did it? Not did he ever actually fight? Or did he say did he train to be one?
I know he was training. Well, I don't think he ever had a professional fight. I think he had a couple amateur bouts.
That was it? So, yeah. In other words, they gave him the MMA version of a tomato can to fight?
Yeah.
All right. That's what I figured. Now, one of our D-bags. See, this is one of those. It's one or the other. It's either or. Nashville Predator star Mike Ribeiro being sued by his former nanny. She claims the NHL star assaulted her back in 2012. But Ribeiro says she's making the whole thing up. In the lawsuit, Ribeiro's accuser doesn't go into detail about the alleged incident, only claiming she suffered unspecified injuries at the hands of the 35-year-old All-Star. And a woman also claims that after the alleged incident, Mike's wife verbally attacked her. She's suing both for $1 million. Now, if this happened, then the Ribeiros would be D-bags of the day candidates. But if it didn't, the accuser would be. And here's what I don't understand. Why people, I mean, if you were assaulted, and this does not say what type of an assault it was, but if assaulted, why do you wait 3 years? I mean, wouldn't that be something you want to deal with immediately? Now, and there are people who do it who have been assaulted, and they do wait a few years. I'm just asking, that's something, you know what, take a note. When Marsh Hallberg Criminal Defense, joins us next Tuesday, we need to ask him why people do wait. Yeah, you make believe you're taking the note. Don't actually write it down there. I'm an idiot. I'm going to see your little hand flying across a blank piece of paper.
That's how I write.
And okay, that's how you write. That's how you roll.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody knows. 651-989-9105. 651-989-9105. Give us a call and help us out there. By the way, you know what we need to do? I want to mention this too, because we do have another candidate. Let's wait till the last segment. Just stay with us. There's a lot of good stuff coming up too, but we have tickets to give away to Friday's session for the state high school tournament. So that's always a fun session. By the way, high school state hockey tournament going on now with the Class A action. We'll, look up, given the scores that have come in already, look it up. Can you know where to find it? I'll find it during the break. My God. You should see, if people could see the look of stupefaction that he gave, what do you mean?
I was reading like 8 articles at once over here. And now you're
and that wasn't one of them, was it?
No.
All right. New D-bag of the day. Another candidate, Hellboy. But you are multitasking, so that's good. Another D-bag candidate. My God, they're coming out in droves. Several former Bears employees under both Lovie Smith and Mark Trestman said they believe the Bears will not be able to win a Super Bowl as long as the team has Jay Cutler as their quarterback. 10 former Bears staff, well, the key maybe is former. A number of interviews were done, and they said one former coach said the Bears should be harder on Cutler. Stop catering to the quarterback till he delivers a return on the club's ridiculous investment. 7 years worth more than $120 million. And by the way, the Bears have missed the playoffs in 7 of the last 8 seasons, including a last place finish last year. And, neither, though. Here's the interesting thing. The Bears haven't announced their starting quarterback. Neither head coach John Fox nor general manager Ryan Pace, both hired this offseason, have committed to Cutler as the starter. This guy is just, when you look at him, he just looks like he's precious. Or that he looks like he'd piss you off. It's not the kind of guy you look at and you say, boy, I want to play for him.
He has that rat face kind of deal.
He does,
going
a pinch rat face thing. And it's just not a guy that you. You feel like if you're a player, you want to, give everything you got for.
Yeah, especially when you have an arm as strong as his.
He does have a hell of an arm, as the Vikings see every time they play him. Mm-hmm. He usually brings that arm out for the Vikings. Unfortunately, not enough of the other teams they face. But Jay Cutler, just because he's Jay Cutler, is a candidate. And it's the either-or. This is not a ridiculously strong day, which means it's a good day.
That's
for
good.
D-bag of the day candidates.
People are lining their P's and Q's.
They are, absolutely, except for either Ribeiro or the nanny. So I'm just, I'm not even going to mess with anyone else. It's going to Cutler. Yeah. I've never liked him. Just never. You make that kind of money. And that, we should throw this in, too. The old GM who gave him that money is a D-bag, too. I mean, yeah, they are paying the price with that. Why? To give him that kind of money, no one else was going to come near that.
So much of it guaranteed they handcuffed their next.
Absolutely. And actually, you know what? Least. If I'm an NFL player, I want to know who his agent is because that's the guy I want. Whatever he did to convince him to give him that kind of money, that's pretty good. You know, if maybe, I don't know what the old GM was into, but maybe there's some incriminating photos.
I don't even understand how coaches complained about him saying he doesn't have the work ethic. I mean, analysts were saying this, and the GM says, all right, that's a good idea. Let's sign
him. Let's give him the money. Let's piss it away.
Who needs coaches when you have a quarterback?
You know what? Maybe the GM was told this is your last year if you don't turn it around. Okay, I'll take care of that. You don't want me? You get him for a long time.
That's a bad idea.
There has to be the like checkpoints on deals like this. Where you cannot allow something like this to happen. So the ownership should have said, whoa, 120, what? Did you ever see what's the Adam Sandler movie where they go back to their old high school or town that they were in? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
Just Adam Sandler and he goes back to
school?
That'd be Billy Madison.
No. Jesus. No, it's not Billy Madison. 651-989-9105 is the number. 651-989-9105. He's like a Hollywood Bruce. He's married to that very beautiful...
Grown-ups?
Grown-ups, too. There's a character there who keeps saying, say what? That's what I would say to you. Say what? Anyway, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, little threesome at three. Got some all Viking-related questions. I believe that's the rumor. That's what I'm hearing. And then we got John Tower, Tommy's coach, going into the NCAA tournament, winner of both the regular season and the conference title. I'll talk to John, and also he's a psychology professor at St. Thomas. That's why I love talking to John. He's a hell of a coach and hell of a professor. And Jim Suhan from the Star Tribune and SuhanUnfiltered.com. And we got a lot more to talk about. AP, Matt Cassel. Talk high school hockey. Give away some high school hockey tickets. We got plenty to do. And we'll be right back and start doing some of it.
Passionate sports talk. 105 The Ticket.